Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, was sagt es so, bis Perik Yud, Mischne Gimel. Hayesham nechassim beroi. Roi means the father had money, but he doesn't have it yet. Father has money, but doesn't have it yet. People owe the father money. You have business dealings, a loan, and the father passes away. They're going to have to pay up that money to the estate. But einon kibim muchzik, they're not considered that the father has it already. Let's go back to the case of the previous Mishnah. There were two wives. Both passed away. And then the father passed away. The sons of the first wife say, ksubas ben indichrin, our mother's ksuba was 1,000. Let the other brothers get their mother's ksuba of 500. Problem is, we add up the father's estate, and Bezin assesses the value to be exactly 1,500. So we can give you your 1,000. And this group of sons, you're 500, but you won't have any Yerusha afterwards. You have to have at least a dinner extra. So what if there is a dinner extra, but he just doesn't have it yet? People owed it to the father. Not good. And that's what the Mishnah means, Hayasham Nechasim Biroi. If there were properties that were expected to come in, but they didn't come in yet, Einan Kibbe Muchzik. It's not like he has it. And if you don't have the extra dinner, what happens? We're not going to divide it, 1,500. We'll divide it amongst the sons, like the regular halachis of Yerusha. Shimon Oymed, Shimon says, "Afilu yesham nechasim she'ein lemachrais." Even if there was property, you did have extra dinner over the 1,000 and the 500, but not in karka. It was in movable items. Nechasim she'ein lemachrais means not karka, einoy klo. Doesn't help us. You want to do the ksubas ben indichrin, where one gets 1,000, the other gets 500, it won't work. Ad sheyusham nechasim sheyesh lehen achrayis, until there are karka, there are land properties. Yoyser al shtei haksubos, by the amount of the dinner. In other words, I have to have karka worth a dinner more than the two ksubos. I need the amount of the two ksubos in our mashal, which would amount to 1,500. One is 1,000, one is 100. And the dinner. All that has to be in karka. Now the reason for this is the ksuba itself was collected only from karka. And ksubas ben indichrin is a part of the ksuba. So mela, it too explains the Tosfos Yom Tov, is only from karka. So the amount of both ksubos, the 1,000 and the 500, and the dinner has to all come from karka. By the way, why is karka called nechasim sheyesh lemachrayis? That's because if I owe you money and I sold my land, you can go to the person that I sold the land to and say, excuse me, I had no right to sell him the land. Give me that land. That land was supposed to pay up my loan. That's why it's called nechasim sheyesh lemachrayis. You can't do that with metaltelin. You can't go to someone that I sold a bike to and say, well, I owed him money, so therefore I have no right to sell him the bike. Give me the bike. It won't work. It's only karka where the person who buys the karka has a way of checking on the records. So again, what do we learn in our Mishnah? Chazring over Mishnah Gimel. We need this extra dinner on top of the two ksubas in order to enact the takana of ksubas ben indichrin. The Tanakhama says, first of all, that money has to be there. Even if people owe the father money, that's not good enough. Nechasim biroi, that's set to come in, Einon kibbe muchzik, is not considered as if the father has it. Then we have the sheet of Reb Shimon who said that ksubas ben indichrin can only be collected from karka, not from metaltelin. So they want their ksubas ben indichrin. That would mean the sons want the 1,000 that was owed to their mother. It has to be that there's money here for the ksubas and the extra dinner, all in the form of karka, not in the form of metaltelin.